with you tonight. It's quite an honor, actually, and it's really a privilege, and especially to have someone like Laura in the audience here with us, and to have Glenn also to send a video. I would speak with you in German, but this seems like a place where I should be able to express myself naturally, and it's a little difficult for me, so I apologize if English is not easy for you. I'll try to not speak too quickly. When I spoke with Edward Snowden this evening, he wanted me to convey a message to you, which I will read. But he also wanted me to not talk too much about geopolitics and not to talk too much about all of the things that everyone else has already said this evening. And instead, he wanted me to talk about individuals, to talk about people. He wanted me to talk about hope for change. And this reminded me of something that one of the greatest American whistleblowers to ever live is famous for saying, and that is Daniel Ellsberg. He said, "Courage is contagious." And I see amongst people here in the audience a number of people who embody that, Laura being the clear winner of that so far. And I think that it is important to talk about what each of us have as our personal agency. That is to say, each and every one of us has the ability to stand against corruption, to stand against war crimes, to stand against things that we know are obvious lies that are done in our name. And it happens for each and every one of us when we choose it in each of the actions we do every single day. It's a very straightforward and simple thing. And so it is, I think, important to think of this not as an issue of internet freedom, but as a question of our own personal liberties. And we must have a consciousness raising about our own role in this. So when we talk about spying on the internet, we should not pretend we are exempt from this, because in fact it is a question of spying on our very lives, in every aspect of our lives, so as to be able to literally, in some cases, try to read our minds